As the protections offered to renters under the eviction moratorium expire, many have received notices from their landlords that the rents are going up. Some increases are so high, longtime Spokane residents say they can no longer afford to live here. Since Dolores DeSantis and her husband moved to Spokane a year ago, they've tried to buy a house. They were outbid every time. Now she's received more bad news. Her landlord notified her last week that they're raising the rent at their Spokane Valley duplex by 37%.
I felt like the stressful move here and just the whole year of stress kind of finally settled. And I was now at the point where I could breathe. And now I feel like we're in the same spot. And it's really overwhelming.
It is.
She lives in a duplex in a 55-plus community. And she and her neighbor Patty Bullock are worried about their rent. Bullock and her husband are also facing a 37% increase.
Here's the issue, is we're spending 50% of our Social Security income on rent before it went up. Now it's going to be 75% of our income on rent. And so we're having to get into our retirement savings, which we weren't going to do.
According to data from apartmentlist.com, which tracks rent across the U.S., average rent in Spokane Valley is 41.6% higher in July of this year than it was the same time last year. That's one of the highest increases of the cities it tracks. The city of Spokane wasn't far behind, with 29.3% increase compared to July of last year. Jeannie Austin, a Cheney School District employee, said her rent increase was so high she can no longer afford to live on her own.
So my rent's going up 47%. My raise at the school district is 2.5%. The math doesn't work.
Austin said she stayed employed throughout the pandemic and paid her rent on time. She's now looking for jobs in Western Washington and is planning to move in with her sister.
Food's going up. Gas is going up. In the wintertime, the price of electricity is going to go up. And so it's not just the rent itself, but having the rent on top of everything else, I just don't see how people are going to be able to manage.
Her complex is owned by real estate developer Lance Douglas. His family owns large-scale developments throughout the region. He did not respond to a request for comment. Terry Anderson, the executive director of the Spokane branch of the Tenants Union, said she's heard hundreds of similar stories since the moratorium on evictions and rent increases expired.
Well, if you haven't received an early resolution notice and are at risk of being evicted, then you will be getting a rent increase notice. Those are really the two things that are happening to tenants right now.
Anderson said in addition to raising the rent, many tenants are receiving notices of new or much higher fees that drastically increase what they spend on housing.
It's really hard for tenants to maneuver through these notices that look like rent increases, feel like rent increases, but are being described as a fee.
Anderson said now that a state law has gone into effect banning no-cause evictions, tenants might want to consider organizing and petitioning their landlords together for a smaller increase. She said in the past, she did not encourage tenants to speak up because their landlord could legally push them out of their housing. She said she's also advocating for local leaders to consider passing an ordinance that would require landlords to pay relocation fees if they raise the rent so high a tenant can no longer afford to live there. Spokane County's rent increases are driven by a few factors, said James Young, the director of the Washington Center for Real Estate Research at the University of Washington.
This is what generally happens. If house prices increase, then within 6 to 12 months, sometimes 18 months, you start to see rents increase. But instead of getting the rent increases like you would get gradually over time because of the moratoria, now rents are increasing all at once, right now. And so that's a huge problem.
According to the Spokane Association of Realtors monthly report, the median home price was up 31% this July to $395,000 compared to $301,000 in July 2020. Young said another factor is supply and demand. Spokane's vacancy rate for apartments is 0.5%, and the city is behind on new housing construction. Spokane City Councilwoman Lori Kinnear said she's afraid requiring landlords to cover moving expenses could exacerbate the issue.
I don't see that as a solution, honestly. You're creating this further divide between tenants and landlords. If there's federal money available, that's what we should use. If there's state money available, that is what we should use.
Spokane City Council President Brian Begg said the city could run afoul of a 40-year-old state law that forbids local governments from regulating rent if they try to require landlords to pay relocation money. Brett Waller, the policy director for the Washington Multifamily Housing Association, argued against government intervention, saying landlords are responding to the increasing inflation, worker shortages, and fallout from the moratorium on rent increases and evictions. He argued that if the state legislature wants to address the housing crisis, it should consider adopting a law similar to Oregon's, which effectively banned single-family-only zoning and allows developers to build more dense housing, like duplexes, in more places. Washington State Senator Patty Cooterer said state legislators may consider both rent stabilization and less restrictive zoning next legislative session. Cooterer is the chair of the Senate Housing and Local Government Committee and said there have been several ideas proposed to address the state's housing crisis. She said she is working on setting up a meeting with legislators from Oregon to discuss changes to statewide zoning. She said she's also working on a statewide rental registry, which she said could give the legislature the tools and data it needs to craft better housing policies. She said lastly, the legislature could consider a temporary form of rent stabilization. Cooterer said the vice chair of her committee, Senator Mona Das, has introduced a bill that would put limited caps on rent increases. It would temporarily tie rent to the Consumer Price Index, which is a tool used to measure inflation. Cooterer said she's also heard arguments from landlords that new tenant protections would drive them out of the market.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same argument we heard when we first changed the Residential Landlord Tenant Act, when we went from 3 days to 14 days to give an eviction notice, and we allowed the judge to use discretion in whether or not fees should be awarded. We heard that people were going to exit the rental market. That has not been the case. And I hear a lot about, you know, the mom and pops who are under a lot of strain. And it's not that I don't feel that's true. It's I think they're being used as a proxy for larger property managers to increase the rent when they may not actually need to.
She's hoping the rental index and other tools her committee is considering could improve the housing situation long term. She said in the short term, tenants and cities may need to rely on the rental assistance that is now available through the state and money from the American Rescue Plan. Spokane Valley duplex renters Patty Bullock and Dolores DeSantis said they're trying to plan their next steps. DeSantis says her husband is a year away from retirement, and she hopes he'll find a civilian job that will cover the rapidly increasing cost of living. She said she's avoided working in the past because of health issues. She has rheumatoid arthritis and struggles with pain, but said they may need two incomes to afford to stay in Spokane. Bullock and her husband own property where a house is being built for them, but haven't been able to move in due to construction delays caused by the pandemic. The soonest their home could be ready is December, and they'll likely need to dip into their retirement savings to make it until then. She said what she has done in the meantime is contact every elected official she can think of in hopes that someone will intervene. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.